What's poppin'? You already know who it is. It's your man's favorite DJ, DJ K-Dev here, host of the Queen of the Trap podcast. And I am here with a very special guest, DJ Carter Maxson. How are you today?
Good.
Oh, you're going to have to speak a lot louder than that.
I'm good. I'm chill.
Go ahead.
I'm nice. We had to we have social media house right now. Play the flow. We got a showcase going on. That's just up to.
Yes. We are at Social Media House right now. We are doing a showcase, and shout out to DJ Mr. Lover because he had asked me to set up an interview with DJ Carter Maxson before the showcase started. So I took some time out of my day to do so. So I'm so glad to have you on the Queen of the Trap podcast today. This is my little one over here. I'm going to have a whole bunch of questions ready for him in a minute. But if you don't know, he is Max B's son. He's 13 years old. He is a new and up-and-coming DJ who is working with DJ Mr. Lover. That is his mentor. So stay tuned. Get to know this man. So Carter Maxson, is that your real name?
That's my Carter Maxson. Well, Carter is my first name. Yeah, that's my DJ name.
Okay, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Carter, and I'm from Long Island. I'm from Freeport.
Okay,
right there in Freeport.
Shout out to Freeport. All right. So you grew up on Long Island?
Yeah, born and raised.
And you're how old?
I'm 13.
13. Okay. So what was life like growing up so far for you on Long Island? Like, do you play sports? Are you still in school? Do you have siblings? Do you live with mom and dad?
Yeah, I got three brothers and one sister, Cam and Cairo. My sister's Cash. They got two brothers. It's a lot of moving as I was growing up.
Okay.
I stayed with my mother and my grandma. Well, it was hybrid between the two sometimes.
So you lived on Long Island your whole life?
Yeah.
So you were not always in Freeport is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just born and raised in Freeport. Sometimes I would go out to Queens. I think it's because my mom was taking college classes during the time. So sometimes my grandma would take me to her place in Queens, and for my grandma to watch me. That was nice growing up where she had stayed with her two daughters. That's my aunt, my two aunts, and my uncle.
Okay, nice. Did you play any sports growing up?
I played basketball, but I wasn't really into it. I played it over last summer.
Okay.
No, the summer before this one. Me and my uncle used to take me out, show me a couple of things. He also used to take me to the gym and show me all the types of stuff to do when I started growing up and going to the gym. That was nice.
Well, if you're still looking to do it, I have somebody outside the door that'll absolutely put you on his team and get you going. But I'm glad to hear that you play some sports and you live with mom and dad and all that. Now, you grew up from a music household. Obviously, let's just, beat around the bush. Your father is Max B. So you obviously grew up around music. What was life like in that aspect of things? And how did you get into music?
I mainly got into music because of my mom. She's,
oh, really?
Yeah, all type stuff, R&B, all hip hop, all that.
Okay.
I just got all that music and just all of the music she listened to and just play with it around and mess with it, That's what inspired me to become a DJ mainly because I really knew music and all that.
Yeah.
Especially at my young age, I know all the R&B hits from back in the 90s and 2000s. That was really nice.
I got to tell you, we worked together. Like I said, we worked together on Tuesdays. And I had asked you originally, like, what made you want to get into DJing, and you were like, and I asked you if it was because of your dad, and you said no. You were like, I just wanted to like play the music and press the buttons, and it reminded me so much of myself because I have ADHD, and I just like I love to press the buttons. So like just watching you do your thing, it's crazy because you just started DJing, correct? When did you start DJing?
Around June, that's my first time really when I started DJing was in my mother's baby shower in June.
Wow. Okay. So what kind of music were you playing at the baby shower, and what kind of equipment were you using? What equipment do you use?
So I had like an amateur controller. That was the Rev 1, the DDJ Rev 1. Just I was a little
The
starting
Rev 1
amateur.
amateur controller. I
It's like
don't have that controller. Hold on. This kid's 13 years old, and I'm 30 years old, and he's got a better fucking DJ. Excuse my language, but he's got a better controller than me. Go on.
yeah, and for the laptop, it was a MacBook Pro. It wasn't mine at the time. It was Mr. Lovis. Yeah, let me use it. And that's when he had first told my mom to start getting my equipment and all that. After the baby shower, he noticed that I was really messing with DJing and I knew how to do it. So she had told her to give me my own equipment, my own laptop, wires, hard drive, all of that. And ever since, she's been practicing, practicing, and working and working. And
And I gotta tell you, the hard work shows because you blow me away. Like the first time I watched, I was like, he is so much better than me. Like I'm still the thing was for me, I never had a solid mentor to teach me. Mr. Lover, he's taught me a thing or two. Like there's no like he will sit there and he will actually show me, but my attention span's a little bit different, and I didn't have somebody to sit there and actually guide me through those things. And that's something I admire DJ Mr. Lover for doing with you, because it shows, you know, how much you've already progressed in the matter of months, like literally months, and you just started doing this. That is amazing. And the fact that you even know the genre of music, like people at your age want to hear the drill, the this, that. So that's what I want to ask you next is, what is the kind of music that you grew up listening to, and what is like your favorite kind of music nowadays?
Well, I mainly grew up just listening to R&B, just R&B, R&B.
Who are some of your favorite artists, R&B?
So I got Mary J, I got the TLC group, I got the SWV, 701 girls, all of them. I think that was 701 and 702, 702 girls. All of them. I messed with them. They did nice. Just,
He's
that's how I
gonna.
really grew up on just all the R&B groups.
So, what is like your favorite type of music nowadays?
R&B. That's all I really listen to, just R&B.
Listen, this one's gonna be a heartbreaker. I'm not even kidding. Like, you're gonna put on those R&B songs in the clubs, so you're gonna be the next DJ, Mr. Love. And oh my God, he's about to be the next DJ, Mr. Lover. You see this man playing his music in the on Tuesday nights. What was it? We had a night. Where, well, not the R&B, but we do R&B nights, but there was a night where you were going into what was it? You started playing some,
Easy.
no, not Cheesy. He was do I don't think you were there for that, but he started playing some theme songs to some movies. And I was like, what the hell? Like he just plays random ass shit, but he's showing you that stuff. And the fa no, you that's something I want to talk about with you. You did your homework. You did your homework, man, because the first time you came down, I was already blown away. By the way, you could find us Tuesday nights at the Palace in East Meadow. But the first time he came down blew me away because he was such a young DJ and he knew what he was doing. The second time he came around, he started playing all this Jeezy, and I was like, oh, this man knows what he's doing. He did his research because I'm a huge Jeezy fan. But I was th that caught my attention because you knew what you were doing. And not for nothing, he knows all his music down south, Mr. Lover. So you're being taught very well. I'm very impressed. Now Aside from the people around Long Island, who, like, have you worked with any big names in the industry?
A lot of them.
Who?
The first one, I think, like the first big name I worked with, I think was with, think it was a couple of, I don't know how to word it. I did this over the summer. I did this a little basketball event for Terrace. It was a couple of people. So I forgot. It was a lot of people. The long, yeah, one of them was a 100 block couple. He a music maker from Hempstead, Long Island. He stayed on Terrace. Another one was, I can't remember if I was talking about it.
It's okay.
It's a lot of Hempstead rappers I really worked for over the course of the summer.
I just saw that you got a DJ drop from somebody, big, very big in the industry. Who did you get a drop from?
Big Mike the Ruler, the Ruler mixtapes, the
Who?
King mixtapes.
Now I'm a mixtape DJ, so I grew up on him as well. But how did you get connected with him?
I at first I really didn't know about Mr. Lover was teaching me all the big DJs and celebrities that stay in Long Island that I need to start learning about and all that. I think my mom was the one who really got in touch with Big Mike. I didn't know who he was that big for at first. Mr. Lover introduced me to him about a week after, and he had ended up giving me a drop, and I saw his name was really out there, so I was like, oh yeah, it's.
And then I, when we were at work one day, I told you and your mom, I was like, you got to keep collecting those drops, man. It's going to take you a long way, especially radio and mixtapes, depending on what you want to do. And that's my next question. What kind of DJing, like, what do you like to do? Because you're still young. So, I mean, I don't think Mr. Lover's bringing you in the clubs like that right now. But, like, do you like mixtapes? Do you like radio? Do you like things that are not placed on radio? Like, they're not mainstream music, underground?
I really like the radio. That's the one thing I really like, the
The
radio.
radio?
It's always playing something new, just added to my collection of music. Play it the next time I go somewhere. That's the place where Palace is the place where I really started playing the music I first started gathering from the radio. All the afternoon hits, the Water, Tyler started all it's a
He's
lot of.
doing his thing over there. He really is. No, I'm definitely impressed. You're very, like I said, you're better than I am. So, I see you going places, and like that's one thing that like I want to make known is that you are your own person. Just because like you have a name behind you and stuff like that, that's something that like you need to let people know that like I am DJ Carter Max and I'm my own person, like I'm doing my own thing. And you just explained what sets you aside from everybody else. Like you like your R&B. Like there, I can tell you there's probably kids your age that is not doing what you're doing. They're not listening to that music because they love this drill. They
True,
love
true,
this.
true.
And that's what makes you different and unique. Is there anybody in the industry that you have not worked with? And if they saw this right now, and you had the opportunity to work with them, who would it be?
Probably be one of my father's close artists he worked with, probably French Montana.
Okay.
So he worked with all the was it Dip? Who is he part of? Dipset or Dip Diplomat or Dipset? It was Dipset, a couple of those
Set.
rappers, Joel Santana,
Uh-huh.
Cam'ron, all of them, Jim Jones.
Boy, that's easy money. We can get you connected with them.
All of them. He had a couple of new music with A Boogie too. They're so cool. That's one of my favorite
Hey,
songs with
but
that.
I still wanna I had the opportunity, well, my CEO had told me to reach out to him. We were gonna work on a mixtape and it fell through. So I hope you get that. A Boogie, reach out to us. We from New York, we from Long Island, we trying to work. But French Montana, he is one of the nicest people. We can connect you with Dips. I work with Jimmy. Jewel's Freaky. We have all these events that you could come DJ at whenever, you know. We got all these Long Island events going on. Now, speaking of events, you've done some cool things out here already, and you have some cool things coming up. So what are some cool events that you've already done?
One big thing I've recently finished was the Nassau Coliseum. I did it. That was real.
Yes, it was the Long Island celebrity charity basketball game. We all went, and he DJ'd with DJ Mr. Lover. That was an awesome time. We had a great time. You're about to do
The opening
your opening.
showcase for the locks, yeah.
Yes, you're opening for the Locks in I think January or February.
January
It's
14th,
in Connecticut.
13th,
It's in
13th.
Connecticut, so make sure that you go check him out. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
I actually probably see myself still working on DJing, probably in college. I'm not sure which one I
Because
want to
you'll
do in
be,
college. Like a college DJ.
yep, you'll be like
Yeah,
23.
23, 24-ish. I live right by a college. I stay in Hempstead, but I stay by Hofstra. That would be
What
next.
would you go for in college?
I actually don't money. I know I want to go to college. That's one thing. With the DJ money I earn and make, I want to put some of that to my college.
That you got some good goals, dreams, aspects in life. I love it. I'm so happy that I had you on the podcast today, and you're gonna definitely see more of us. You can catch us outside every Tuesday, at the Palace in East Meadow. Shout out to Southside Entertainment. Shout out to Social Media House. Shout out to, what is this, Played in Full? And shout out
Played.
to Mr. Lover. And this is the Queen of the Chat podcast. And this is DJ Carter Maxson, and I'm DJ K-Dev. And we're out.
That's it. Good for now. Then, yo, where